Welcome to the Baptizing Church, where the Word of God is preached undiluted. Our vision is to raise a generation of believers who influence things to the ends of the earth. Here is the Word of God. Listen and be blessed.
Amen. Can we have a word of prayer? Father, we give you praise. Thank you for the beginning of today's service, from the prayer to the worship, and to the giving of the church to your people, and to the word of wisdom and word of grace that we're about to hear. Speak through my tongues. Let my voice be entwined with the voice of heaven to reach every soul. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we are prayed. There's one song in my heart. We are going to sing it. But before then, E-Church, I want to show you some slide. You know, today is as if Dio was looking through my heart. Mr. Dio, well done, sir. He did a very good job. I wrote down the formula too. We will do review. Praise God. Before the message, I decided to look through some quotable quotes. You know, one good thing about quotable quotes is that somebody is sitting down and is summarizing his experience over the years in words. Don't joke with them. No matter who. You know, I was telling some people yesterday when we were having a meeting, I said I started to study Adolf Hitler. Study those guys. Don't just say this guy was a bad guy. No. Try to even understand his foundation. What were the things that made him? You know, he said something. He said if you tell a lie and stay on it, he said you begin to believe the lie. I was like, well, thank God that he has sanctified me with his truth, and his word is truth. You know, when you study people like that, you can begin to study the Bible. Now, when we were going home last Sunday, my wife was asking me, have you ever read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation? I think we discussed it in the past. I was like, Abba, those days when we were on campus, we were on fire. And let me appreciate one of my friends, Pastor Jidile, wherever he is, he is watching this message. Those days on campus, he told us, I'm going to go for my MBA in America, and I'm going to pastor a church in America. Today, Pastor Leye is a pastor in one of the parishes in Orlando, Florida. And today will be their second service. He finished his MBA like 3 months ago. Came out with first class, then he's a pastor. He was area pastor in Nigeria before leaving. And I look at people like that, and I saw people that stay focused and stay true to the vision God has given them. He inspired me a lot. My very good friend, we used to eat Eba and Egusi together those days, and we are eating the word of God together now. Anytime he calls me, it's always inspiring. Is a guy that is, I think I've seen or I've met very few people that are disciplined as Jidileye. Oh my God. He used to be Faleye. He changed his name to Luleye along the line. Very focused guy. Praise God. I want us to look at some of these quotable. It's not there. Okay. I want them to see it. They can't. I have failed over and over and over again. And that is why I succeed. This is Michael Jordan. Who is Michael Jordan? Okay. All right. You know, when you are reading people like this, please stay focused on what they are saying. You saw him being very rich. He was one of the best basketballers of all time. But he said, I have failed. over and over and over again. Is there somebody in service today? Don't let anybody call you a failure. You are not a failure. Please stay true to your vision. Even if you stumble, there are going to be a lot of potholes, a lot of challenges along the way. Stay true to the vision of God for your life. Well done is better than well said. Stop saying, I will. Take action. Take action. That's Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of America. Just be rolling it, please. Don't show my face. I want to run through this slide fast, please. Do not watch the clock. Do what it does. Keep going. This one is going, if you can see it, you see it moving. Praise God. When you stop chasing the wrong things, you give the right things a chance to catch you. First say to yourself, what will you be? And then do what you have to do. I think most of the time, the problem is that you have not made up your mind what you want to do. Praise God. Build your own dreams, or someone else will hire you to build theirs. This guy is a serial entrepreneur. He's a business guy. He's an American. There are no traffic jams along the extra mile. This is also an American footballer. Not all dreamers are winners, but all winners are dreamers. Either you run the day, or the day runs you. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. He's a Chinese guy talking there, teaching Chong. Don't let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. Don't dwell so much on, if you know, just focus on the one you can do. Praise God. They that compare themselves with themselves, they are not what? They are not wise. Believe you can, and you are halfway there. This guy was the 26th president of America. All right. A person who never made a mistake, never tried anything new. Scientists lay claim that this is the most cerebral man that ever lived. I'm brainer than him. Praise God. Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going. I like the dream of the future better than the history of the past. This is the third American president. He was the second vice president of America. He was one of the founding fathers of America. So I'm telling you so that you know the people that are talking. You become what you believe. Most of us don't like this woman. Be at war with your vices, at peace with your neighbors, and let every new year find you a better man. Franklin, stay committed to your decisions. Who can tell me two books that this guy wrote? Awaken the Giant Within, and what? Unlimited Power. Stay committed to your decisions, but stay flexible in your approach. Tony Robbins. There are far better things ahead than any. So when Palagbe was preaching last Sunday and was talking about this Cleaver Staples Lewis, I was like, wow. Because of recent, he's a late theologian, he's an Englishman. This guy had a lot of quotable quotes, motivating and all that. When he mentioned his name last Sunday, the thing rang serious bell inside of me. There are far better things ahead than any we leave behind. Remember ye not the former things? Neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. That's Isaiah 43. Listen, I wish I could tell you it get better. But it does not get better. You get better. It always seems impossible until it is done. That's our man. If you don't like, this is another woman I like. If you don't like something, change it. If you cannot change it, change your attitude. You don't have to see the old staircase. I have a dream. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You know, technology is not helping matter now. Some people, when they get to a building, they will first ask, how many floor? Say, 5 floor. I say, Kai, enter, lift immediately. I was in Minister Musa's office one time. The office is about 5th floor. And he told me that he used to climb it every day. You know, that's a man of vision. He wants to remain edgy. Can't you see the way the man is bouncing around? If he has been entering lift every day, maybe by now, when you say, Mr. Musa, come and help us with this thing, he will be panting. Praise God. You know, you don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Okay. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. You can hold it. I wanted to sing this three-piece song, Panam Pasipo. Please go ahead, just help me. Lord, we are sorry. We've turned around and gone astray. Your trust for us we have betrayed. Your power we don't recognize. Your lordship we have all despised. We are not repented. Can we sing it as if you mean it?
We have now repent. Forgive us, Lord, we pray. Bring down your glory. Bring down your glory.
Instrumentalist, just be on your keyboard. Be on your
Lord, we are sorry. We've turned around and gone astray. Your love for us we have betrayed. Your power we don't recognize. Your lordship we pretend. We have now repent. Forgive us, Lord, we pray. Bring down your glory. Oh, bring down your glory.
Oh, Lord, we ask for more.
I just want you to meditate on the word of God. Just look back at your life over the years, things that you have tried to do. You have looked yourself over and over again, and it seems as if you have failed yourself. It seems as if you have failed the nation. It seems as if you have failed the family. It seems as if you have failed God. But you are saying, God, I'm sorry. 2020, Vision 2020 is realigning me. It's bringing to pass. It's joining things together. I am ready, O Lord. I want you to prepare because I know you created me for a purpose. There's a reason why I have come. O Lord, this is me, O Lord. I present myself before you this morning. I'm sorry, Lord. Many things I have despised. Things that I'm supposed to have done, I have left undone. Things that I'm supposed to have focused on, I have shifted my attention from. I've even wandered all around looking for what is not lost. But God, I thank you because there's a new focus. There's a new me. There's a new year. There's a new day. There's a new decade. There's a new period, a new moment, a new hour. There's a turn around. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just give God praise this morning. Say, God, I thank you. I thank you for this vista of hope, for this great opportunity, for giving me a new year, a new season, a new moment, a new opportunity, a new decade to align things according to your plan and your purpose, to fulfill the purpose wherein you have put me here on earth. The reason why I'm still breathing, why I'm still counted among the living, the reason why I can still listen to this message today, because I know it's for me. That word, O Lord, I've hid in my heart, that I will no longer wonder about, that I will do that you have me to do. I will know what to do. I will do what you want me to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I'm making that promise. Today, the day the Lord has made, I rejoice in it. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Is somebody saying thank you, Jesus, this morning? I want to hear somebody saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for a new dawn. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new year. Thank you for a new decade. Thank you for a new moment. Thank you for another opportunity. Another very important period of my life where I begin to focus my attention and do those things that you have me to do. Oh, where I will no longer be laid back. Oh, I will not be entangled again with every affair that are not making me to do that you have me to do. Oh, there's no entanglement. Thank you because I'm free. Lebo Shahika Handarabosa. I want you to pray for the next 1 minute. Just pray in other tongues. In preparation for what God have you to hear this morning. Because we are the people God has made. Even to change and to turn around the situation of our nation. Even to begin to influence our environment, our community. We are not just local champion. The Bible says it has made us global champion. He called us world champion. The Bible says the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. That same spirit, is going to vitalize your mortal body. It's going to reinvigorate you. It will give you a new energy, a new strength, ability, grace, empowerment. Rebo Shahinda Rabosa. To be able to do that I ask you to do. Lehinde Rebo Shahinda Rabosa. Lekere Ndereo So Hinda Rabula Hinde Rebosha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. It's new every morning. It's new every day. Lehinde Rebo Shahanda. Thank you, Jesus. the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, giving us new opportunity. Even when we have missed it, when we have messed it up, when we have squandered it, when we have wasted it, mercy is new. Every morning, giving us an opportunity, another chance to make it right. Hey, lehin darabul. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the Lord. Just to welcome us to service. Amen. The message today is titled Start. And I'm so glad because Mr. Balogun just helped me to start. Praise God. You know, one of the Newton law of motion, sorry if you don't study science, is that every object remain. This thing, 100 years to come, will be at rest. Until me now, although I'm not the type that, there are some ministers, if they enter this place now, even as they are standing, this thing is shaking. External force is applied onto it. You need to start. And I want to go through that was the letters of that word start. I want you to show me those three slides. No, the three slides and the last one. Praise God. Let me beg you, church. Okay, you can move to the next one. Okay, I want to the next one. Yes. Anyone who is good at something started one day. Started one day. Start today. And I want us to go through the Word of God together as we are entering into a new year. You know, He has told us Vision 2020. He has been able to internalize some things as he was entering into the year 2020. And I want to believe that so many of us too, as we are sitting right there, there are some things you have started internalizing inside of you. Right from the time year 2019 was closing and as you are entering year 2020. But I think before we continue, there are some people that are just coming, that you are just seeing for the year 2020. Can you just extend your hand of fellowship to your neighbor and just tell the person, Happy New Year. If you have seen the person before, can you just say, I just want to tell you again, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. So start. Tell somebody, start. If he's not looking at you, shake him, say start. I want you to say, extend the hands of fellowship and holy kiss. If not sister, you can give holy kiss. Brother to brother. Those are the things they used to practice in the church in those days. Holy embrace. Praise God. Start. The first S. Is there another slide? Show me the last slide. You know, I sang that song because The mercy of the Lord never stops. I read an Olympic now, you are only allowed to make one false start. After that, men are wicked. It's only God that is merciful. You can make false start 100 times. God will still be looking at you. But the truth is this. Some people, either will kickstart you, jump start, move start, push start, or roll start. Anyhow, you must start. Praise God. Looking at these people here, they want to start a race. And I want to use the word start to explain what is going on inside of you and what is going on inside of them and what is making some to win the race and others to fall by the wayside. As they are there, they're about to start a race, but there's a word start inside of them. The first S is self-discipline. You cannot come for a race like this and hit a pool overnight. You know, self-discipline is fast living our society. A lot of people are not self-disciplined. Are we being, even me, I tell myself, no red meat, no red meat. It's that day that you are telling yourself no red meat. Someone will just declare something in the office. They will now come, they will now bring those bad suya that pass me not by this suya. That day that you have told yourself, I want to stop eating suya or meat, somebody will just declare. I know, Mr. Balogun, you didn't speak Yoruba too much. I was praying that you speak them so that we have a foundation upon which I can also base my own excuse. Say, Ofe, Ese Grigri, Nili Anjofe, Yuto, Arenika. When you declare, you see people, they will rush. The moment the person that is providing that thing, I mean, I'm Jofe Kuto, I mean, something like that, you will not see them again. Free food is very good, though. When you declare free, when you want to go to, what's the name of this place they are selling suya? Yauza. You will be looking at your pocket. Should I buy 1,000? Should I buy 500? You just buy maybe 1,000 and go. But let somebody declare 5,000 naira suya. The same guy that is thinking whether I should eat 1,000 suya, he will finish the 5,000 suya because it's free. Self-discipline. Self-discipline. And there are so many things that are just leaving us. Growing up, when you commit an offense, it's your neighbor that will first beat you. But today, try it. The mother will come with police, military. Who dare you beating my child? Even some people will go to school, they will go and fight. Although I'm not supporting abuse, I'm not talking about those ones that will knock their head. I'm talking of the one that will say, give me your boot, or why did you, they said, don't touch that thing. Why did you touch it? And they warned you the first time. The second time, no, they should give you some. Yes, rod, they call it rod of correction, because there are some rod of destruction. They woos you with busa on the eye. Like, they can slap somebody and the person will know you again for the rest of his life. I'm not talking about that kind of correction, please. Self-discipline. Most of the time, you want to start. Somebody will say, oh, by God's grace, 5 o'clock, I must wake up to pray. And it is that 5 o'clock, if you just look at the watch, hi, God, you say, I'm a turn. You find an excuse. You find an excuse. Just turn. Say, okay, 20 minutes, 1 hour. You are not disciplined. You are not ready to start. People that are, see these guys as they are there. One has disciplined himself so much. Most of these athletes, they don't eat anyhow the way we eat too. They don't just, no matter what, even declare that thing, let the thing be shining in their eyes like this. As much as they know that they cannot afford to eat this today because of what is ahead of them, they will not touch it. Self-discipline. If you want to start anything, whether your business. And one funny thing, I've met so many people. Even Mr. Woru, ask him. I've met so many people. They will call you, come and do housewarming. You will ask them, how did you start? They will just tell you, I just started. Even there, they cannot even explain. You want to build us, first and foremost, at least do something. Go out first. Maybe you meet somebody that will just dash you the land sell. I mean, you don't know that people used to give people land, even in this Abuja, free of charge. But you have not even started. You say you want to build. You have not even taken that first step to even go and look for the land. You want to build it on top of the sky? Start. Or you want to build a career. And, people used to say, I don't even know whether I like social media or whether I hate social media. Actually, I know I'm always on social media too. Somebody will buy data of 1,000 naira and you use it on Facebook and WhatsApp. And Pastor Gbero is posting online, free online training. And you say you want to be a better you. And you are Facebooking, checking your friends. Some of the pictures you see on Facebook, they are not real. They are false. Nobody has ever posted the day he slapped his wife or slapped his husband on Facebook. They will only show you when they now travel together after they make up. They are in Dubai, cruising. You say, life is good. God is blessing this family. And you are thinking. You have not started. If you want to start, you won't. So even when you won't borrow, Etis Alert is very wicked. They will borrow your time. You borrow your time. And you wasted it looking at Facebook. You have not started. You are not disciplined. You are not disciplined. You want to start, you need serious discipline. When you look at what you want to do, I don't know what you have made up your mind to do this year. It might even be that, when my wife was asking me that thing, funny enough, it just occurred to me that it's been a long time I actually studied Bible, Genesis to Revelation, apart from the normal study. And that day, funny enough, one of my friends, that one live business like Pastor Gbero, is a pastor in Redeem. The only thing he used to invite me for is business. Let us. I got to him that day. He added me to a group, Bible in 1 year. I said, now, God has. There's no. I don't have excuse again. God, some of us, Oluwafemi is my name. God loves me. Some of us, God just loves you. If you shall make a way where there's no way. Now. And me, I've already made up my mind that this year, when OJ was posting that thing about Iraq and all this thing, actually, I'm actually doing a study. Why are most of the events in the Bible happen around Iraq, Jordan, And that even made me to now go and see that Israel is in trouble. If you see the countries that surrounded Israel, I don't pay attention to all those things before. You see Egypt, you see Libya, you see Iraq, Jordan, Yemen. I say, that thing that he said about Ishmael is really at work. Those are the things that will make you to understand Bible. Don't just read Bible. See, the knowledge has come to a point where as you are reading, you are studying. When Iran and America are about to fight, go and look for it. Is there any prophecy about it in the Bible? Is there any link? Don't just become what do they call these people that just comment anything? No, there are some commentators that are good. There are some commenting that are good. There are some, is it charlatan commentator? There's a way they call people that. Your own is just to just talk. You don't even do any study. You understand? So, when you can say, this year I want to study Bible, but don't just study Bible like the way we have been studying it. Don't just read Bible the way you have been reading it. Discipline yourself to a point where that 1,000 naira salad, this thing you have been buying, or maybe anti-BDM you have been dashing yourself, and you are wasting it on Facebook. You need to dash me when it is, and I just remember now. Use it to Google some of these things and check what is Bible saying about some of the events around all these things. Do you know what it's going to do for you? When you say Mesopotamia, and you are like, where is that name? I can't even pronounce it very well now. Where is it now? You look at it. It's in Iraq. Okay. The Jordan River, Jordan. Okay, there's a country called Jordan. You want to check it. Egypt was not even the first civilized nation. It's even started. You begin to study all those things, and before you know it,
you realize that by the time you pick the Bible is very easy for you to study. But by the time you are hearing, eating, Hittites, Jebusites, they are looking like Greeks to you. But the truth is that you can actually find out, just Google it, the Jebusites, the Armenians, who are they? The Hittites, who are they now? What did the Bible still say about them? When this guy was moving from Hor of Chaldeans, where is that place now? You understand? Is there anything like hidden? What happened? And do you know one thing is that when it comes to discipline, that was the first downfall of Adam and Eve. They were not disciplined. I don't know what is that thing about man nature. Do not touch this thing. And that is why you now open your eyes to see. It's good for food. It's good to touch. It's going to make somebody wise. And the one that God said, do not touch. We are not disciplined. If you are not taking that in, is it that I will not? He has been living. She was fine. They were fine. So why must you eat that one? Discipline. So it has a foundation. Please, for you to start, you must be disciplined. Self-discipline. T. Okay, let me give you. Second Timothy 1 verse 7. When Paul was writing to Timothy, said the Lord had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. New Living Translation says of self-discipline. Self-discipline. So for Apostle Paul to be talking to a young preacher that is just coming up, he said, that was why I quoted Isaiah 43 the other time. Let us check Isaiah 43 verse 1. Even before they went to Babylon, God was already giving them. Because there is one thing about human being and fear. And because we have not disciplined ourselves enough, fear is very easy for you to be fearful. Praise God. But if you have disciplined yourself to some extent on some particular things in life, you realize that fear will not have dominion. Praise God. Isaiah 43. But now, thus says the Lord. And as the Lord is saying to somebody here this morning, who created you, O Jacob? And he who formed you, O Israel? Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Even right, you are mine. Do you know what it means to say you are mine? He said you are mine. So, don't walk life. You know, you are looking at that thing you want to do, and the thing is as if fear all around you. You are looking at the giant in the market. You are looking like Pastor Gbere. I want to go into IT. How will I? Pastor Gbere is already there. He's an IT man. He's even going into another thing. That means he has gotten to the peak of that IT. When will my own time come? You are looking at the giant. It's not his size I'm talking about. I'm talking about what he has achieved. You are looking at giants. Eh? Stop looking at the giants in the market. Praise God. Praise God. Self-discipline. Two, truth. You can be helping me to type it and project it. Truth. Say, sanctify me with thy truth. Thy word is truth. You know, most of the time we don't tell ourselves the truth. He said, thou shalt know the truth. The truth what? It will set you free. Tell yourself the truth. You know, sit yourself down. This thing I want to do. And you know, one thing is that most of the time we try to believe a lie. Please never believe a lie. And that is why when God was calling Joshua to lead the children of Israel out of to lead them after Moses died, he said, the book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. You must meditate on it day and night. You know what? There's some level of the word of God you need to internalize yourself with before you begin to stop believing some lies. The truth is that there's lies everywhere. There's lies in the air. That thing you want to do, you see giants in the land, you see difficulties, challenges, as if, don't try it. In fact, they will say, we want to try it, don't try it. and you believe a lie. So when a boat is going to that track, he must have told himself some truth. I cannot afford not to finish this race. I must come first. You understand? I cannot afford to be looking at my neighbor. Because you cannot be, in fact, it was one of the people I saw, Sha, that after almost getting to the cross line, because he has given them enough gap, he now look, oh, okay, they are still behind, and cross the line. That guy is so talented. But you must tell yourself some truth. So as they are starting there, somebody, maybe a Nigerian, you know, those days of David Nezinwa, Adenekan and the rest in the early 90s. I used to love athletics. I used to love football. I started watching football in 1984. So this one, Minister Morris and the rest are doing. They are 21st century commentators. Only that we now, we don't follow football again. As far back in 1984, Rashidi Yekini, we were living very close to Liberty Stadium. Rashidi Yekini, I was very small. I'm not that old. Don't be looking at me. I was at least, I was in primary 1-2. But, you know, it's not like children of nowadays. This my 6-year-old girl, I cannot send him out. I cannot send her out to go and buy something. Those days, at 6-year-old, you're already going out to go and buy things. You want to eat bread, you go and buy it yourself. But now, you want to eat bread, you call the elder sister, or you go yourself. Kai, things have changed. So then, we are aware of our environment. So Rashidi Yekini, that was 1984, I think Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire 1984. So do you know that I know football very well? I would have started 1980, but I was very small. But I used to hear them shouting, very small. But what is the problem? That children of nowadays, they seem to know, have you were the one causing it, just putting them in the room. Is it Minister Owori that told me that I traveled from Ibadan to Lagos at the age of what? Eh? At the age of 7. 7? I'll be 10. Ah. I know Pastor Gbero cannot hear that. So that's why I had been streetwise a long time ago. Be streetwise. How do you say fizzy that we are doing? Go out there and see what is going on. So that even when you have seen the giant, by the time you are now facing the giant, you know that I've seen you before, you cannot intimidate me. But the moment that you want to go and confront that thing, that's the first time you are seeing giants, you'll be afraid. You'll be scared. Tell yourself some truth. John 8:32. The Bible said there's a spirit, Job 32 said, but there's a spirit in man. The inspiration of God Almighty gives understanding. Another Bible says gives wisdom. Wisdom. And you know what? Paul was writing in Romans 3. He said, what advantage does it give? You have an advantage. Stop looking down at yourself. Even if you don't know that thing, they say, right proposal. You saw Julius Berger. So Slum BJ saw this, saw that, and your own is Adeleye and Co Nigeria Limited. And your opportunity to submit proposal, submit it. As you are writing it, you will speak in tongues. Rebosha Hindarabosa. This proposal is going to meet the right person. The right person will see it. He will look at it and he will get it. I know somebody that got a contract with NNPC where a Philip Consulting used to consult for them. But he wrote his proposal. And again, what believers don't do is that we don't take out our time to prepare ourselves. In fact, they said when they got there that day, you know, Philip Consulting, at times when you become big, you become arrogant. You just say, I go there now. He went there. Before they even arrived, he packaged training items, slide, you know, IT gadget, everything set on their table. Fruit, you know, things to eat and all those things. Ready. So I was sitting down in one corner. So as they walk in, say, wow, who is this person? Simon, who is this? Yeah, they mentioned the name. He will do all these things. Okay, let us see him, let us see him. And because he has also packaged himself, you know, he has prepared the ground. And it's also not dollared. You know, don't speak in tongues. You are not reading. You are not studying. You are not preparing. You know, there's something they call in a consulting. They call it, don't just, when they tell you that, when they ask you to come and train people, don't just train. Hey, we are, how many people? Blah, blah, blah. No. You do what the first course, training identification. What is the needs of this organization? You do analysis. You analyze the situation. Then you now begin to design your presentation. And that's what the guy did. He analyzed their problems, issues, challenges. He said, we need training. It's because they want salary increment. You are now training them on how to render good customer service. You will fail. You will not achieve the result because you have not identified what is the problem of that organization. Increase their salary and come and see productivity. That's what they need. Praise God. Then you now need to assure yourself. Assurance. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. After you have told yourself the truth, you have first disciplined yourself. Look at what you need to do. Having done all, you know, maybe you need to wake up in the night. You are not eating pan and yam. Say, don't worry, I'm very strong. You know, those days when we were on campus, we used to cook beans 12 midnight. If I try it now, you will sleep. But those days, we don't sleep. Oh, 12 midnight, you eat beans, you're still there, can't wait. Because you are burning it. The rate at which you are burning it, even your body is already yearning for that beans before the thing will enter. You understand? But not now. So, assurance. Assured yourself that this thing I want to do, I have disciplined myself enough. I have put everything in place. This is what I need to do. I have done it. This is what I need to do. I have done it. Then you have told yourself the truth that yet, you know, when I'm talking about the truth, you have already assured yourself from the word of God that this place I'm going to, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I speak unto edification. I speak unto lifting, unto promotion, unto advancement. I know what to do. I speak the right word. I make the right step. I say the right thing. I build the right thing. You know, you have internalized the word of God so much inside of you that it has an overriding effect on every lies you have believed over time. Praise God. So, assurance. Assurance. Then, hard. Reset. Don't just go there. I'm both now. I will dust them. You need to reset. Reprogram yourself and forget about your past achievement. You know, I took my iPhone somewhere one day. The guy worked on it at the time. He said, oh, God, this one needs reset. It's corrupted. There are so many things you need to reset yourself about. There are so many programming. You have programmed yourself so much lies, so much wrong information, so much things that are not making you to start, that are holding you back. They become an entanglement. They become like a chain, limiting you, trying to draw you back. You need to reset. It's as if you set yourself free from them. You reset and you reprogram yourself. Because if you don't do that, the next one cannot happen. You have to reset. So show me those guys. They've reset themselves. Show me. You don't like their faces. So there is an original you. There is an original you. You know, when you reset a phone to the factory setting, you go back to what? To the original, the way the owner wanted it. You are the one that now push both good, Facebook, Twitter. Those ones are even good. Which one? There are some that are not really so good. That you just download. You have downloaded so much, the brain is not even working well. The phone is not working well. So, this guy, as they are getting set, they've reset themselves. You can see, one thing I love here is that if you look at them critically, nobody is looking at another person. Their eyes are on the line. Because they understand the fact that human beings are not nice. Any false start, if men were God, you can imagine if God is the one doing this Olympic, even they will just tell everybody, sorry, just go back. Let him get it right. It's just, but man, no, they give you that kind of allowance. You must have trained yourself. That's the last one I'm going to. You must have gone through training. You know, athletics is so fun, even football and the rest, that even to start, you must have trained yourself. You must learn how to start. If there is no training, and you just believe that, it's not to listen to the bwah, and no, you will fail. Over time, you have done like this. You have learned how to look down. Your ears are open. Your eyes are set. Your hands are arranged. Your legs, you know, there's a way you put, if you are not very careful, if you have not trained yourself, see, this is what is going to mess you up. You just, as you are just doing like this, right? Your canvas, you just scatter the whole thing. You say, this one is not ready, sorry. So instead of 8 people competing, you're going to be looking by the wayside. You'll never be on the wayside. In the name of Jesus. You know, they've trained themselves. Training of the Father. Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he grows up, he will not depart from it. See, training. You know, Serena Williams and the rest, the father started taking them out to play tennis as young as three, four years? So, when you are not seeing somebody like that, the Serena sister, they are like 41 now, because I know we are within the same. They are like 41. But they are still playing tennis. And so many people that they started together, they are no longer there. One is called this. Even when Serena went to deliver, he did not say, "Now I'm a mother. I've gone through labor, hard labor. I cannot continue." A lot of people give so excuses everywhere. See, if you want to give excuse for anything, you have 1,000 and 1,000,000 of them. But if you want to assure yourself about one thing, you will sit down. In fact, let me do an assignment. Let me get papers as we are rounding up this message. Let me give 3 people that you like, Barrister Shegun. Okay, including yourself, 4 people. Don't worry, don't write your name. Ask them, why did you go to school? Just give me 2 reasons why you went to school. Either you are a PhD holder, master degree holder, first degree, primary school, at least. Even secondary school, you cannot say it's not there now. No, secondary school will be ruling you. So, I want to, please, don't worry, don't write your name. I want to get an information, very important. Just give me 2 reasons. I don't want to know who is writing what. Just mix it up, and I want to see what people, let us just look at something. You know what? So, if you want to find a reason to do something, you might struggle, but you must find that reason. And the moment you get it, please don't let it off. But if you want to find excuse, some of us, we don't want to come to church today. Some people struggle to come out of bed. Some people are sleeping at home as I'm talking right now. Maybe after, say, 6:30, 7:30. By the time I'm going now, before I drive to church, they will have finished praise and worship. And that is the section I like most. There's no need. I will go online. I will check them. Excuses. Procrastination. Like my brother said the other time. We procrastinate a lot. And we are not getting the result. We are not getting the result. And we are not bothered. We are not. And we, most of the time we forget that there's a river that make glad the city of our God. You be like that. Is it Ezekiel that said there's a fire, there is like a fire. The word of God has found me. It's like a fire in my bone. Shut up in my bone. You know, by the time you have something burning you, something pushing you, Amata, you jump out of bed. You jump out. One of the way to know what is motivating is that same person that is rolling, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, let Buhari say, come and collect check for 1 million naira, is there. By 5:30 a.m., the appointment is 7 a.m. 5:30 a.m., the body will ginger. It will jump out of bed straight. Find energy for what you take delight in. Say, that word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Psalms 27 verse 4 says, one thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, to inquire in the house of God, to behold his beauty. To behold his beauty. If it's just to come here and just fellowship with the people of God, and to behold them, and to get inspired, to get empowered, to be ready to launch into the week, is enough motivation for you to fellowship with the people of God. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I'm just using that as an example because we can easily relate with it too. I'm actually talking about career, businesses, family. There's some decision you can make about your children, where they go, what they do, how you discipline them. You know, I saw something online one day I was reading. It said children that they are allowed to play too much with toys. They are not as intelligent as those that their parents find time to sit with them and play with. Is it true? It might be. Because those days, we didn't have toys now. Just play with your parents. I remember those days, if my mom is out, if she's not back by 5, I'm already crying. But now, if you don't see them by 9, you play game. You ride bicycle. We just get them busy. MY, don't worry. Minister Morris, I saw your posting yesterday. I was just looking at you by one corner. You are coming full force. Minister Musa is at work. Full force. One of the things you want to look at is parenting. How we should father our children. I'm talking about fathers now. Fathering. Parenting. Because Bible says that children are the heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. We are going to give account. So many people have just delegated responsibility, their fatherhood and mother responsibility to a third party. I was telling them, one of my friends, worked with United Nations in DC, he was in town. So if you know this video that was going viral at that time, Timmy that preached in us on the rock, the father is my very good friend, went to the same school. So when our friend came from DC, he gathered all of us, as many as said, let us go for dinner. So we are sitting down there. But do you know that we are not just eating? Because he has been so much into parenting, into children and all those things. He has been in the children class for a long time. We started discussing about parenting. And he said something. He said one of the things he used to do is that he doesn't allow anybody to pick the kids from school. I said, why? He said, I discovered from experience and from my relationship with kids that the best time to get information from them and when they must have picked a lot of wrong things in school is after school hour. I said, eh? He said, yes. And he said, that is the time you can correct immediately. So we just engage them as they are driving home. They begin to, vomit. So he will quickly identify the one that is wrong. And he said, that boy is very brilliant. Parenting is deliberate. It's deliberate. So we are going to, if the world is going to be a better place, we have a huge responsibility. So I'm just talking today, whether there's somebody sitting under the sound of my voice, your decision is that you want to be a better parent, a better husband, a better wife, a better friend, a better relative, a better boss, a better subordinate. Because workplace is another place. When you want to know believers, go to workplace. People are very stubborn. You tell somebody, do this way. Give them 20 minutes. They've scattered it for you. I have somebody that farming is very good. He said it's good, but if you know you cannot sit to be looking at it, they will finish you. Why are we like this? A lot of people are scared to go into business because they don't trust me and you. One of my friends started a bakery. Our family friend started a bakery business. The husband was sick. They went to UK for just 1 month. When she came back, generator grounded, bus grounded, equipment said, I don't want to have hypertension. Business closed. Why are we like this? So we are the one that can go outside there and do it right. I also have somebody that have a staff. The name is Christian. One day he said, hey, Femi, Christian is a Christian. Testimony. Just a bro Christian, but Kai, there's no bro about you. You don't Christianize your business, your career. You go to work. You just want to talk. You just want to be a charlatan. You gossip about your boss. Gossip about the one you know, the one you don't know. Start. Doing the right thing. We can change Nigeria. In fact, we are too many to begin to cause a change in the way we do things. But the way we were discussing yesterday, it was like something is not sustainable. We were talking about a business. He said it's good, but it's not sustainable. And I got to him, I was not sitting down. In America, you see businesses 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, it's still waxing strong. In Nigeria, somebody said, oh, sit down, give me 20 companies in Nigeria that started by an indigenous person, and after 100 years, it's still existing. We need to start. We need to start the change, the revolution. The only thing we do is to sit down, we blame government, we blame our father. Some people are still blaming their parents up till now. And they didn't send me to the best school. And they were not always available. C.S. Lewis, forget about the past. Sit down, think, and move forward. Can I have those things as we close? I also saw that thing is already blinking. Praise God. Let me read it out. Then we'll close from there. So Isaiah 43, our main text. You can go and read it. God is going to do a new thing in the life of every one of us here today. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you come to businesses, your name will be known. You know one thing? I was just thinking one day, I was like, most of the guys that you see doing well, there's, you know, they will say jack of all trade, masters of none. But some of them, they actually jack of all trade. But the master one, if you say Dangote, you remember cement first before you call every other thing. If you say Mike Adenuga, you remember glow first before you talk about oil business. You say Femi Otedola, you remember oil business first before you start thinking of one. If you say Jimovia, you remember banking first. But they have other businesses. But the master one, then they spread their tentacles. Praise God. To be the best version of myself. That's why this person went to school. To be able to impart my society. Are you true? Are you sure you are telling yourself the truth? Why do I go to school? Because my parents are hard. And insisted I go to school. Wow. Self-enlightenment. Yes. To gain deep knowledge or how we live. Okay, self-discovery. This man is very, after the one I've been reading, this guy is very sincere. But you need to rediscover yourself. Forget about the one that your parent has done. But you are very sincere. Please, I like the person that he is very sincere. That's another thing. Tell yourself the truth. I just said it starts. Some people are still not started, though. You need to start. You have not started. Please start. To learn and unlearn. Okay? To relearn. It's not that you are discovering that one. To equip myself for the future. To acquire specific skills needed to carry on my business. Please. The only person I have advice for, which is very sincere to himself, which is the person I would even love to relate with, because I've realized that most people don't tell you the truth. Pastor Gideon, I mentioned, is one of the very few friends I have that tells me the truth. And he's the one that will tell it. Not, you know, there's a way you tell somebody the truth. You say it in a very, very annoying, and insulting, and you know, there are some people that when they tell you the truth, you will not hear it at the truth. You will see a lot of insult. But if he tell you the truth, and even if you fry your face, he will go and cook and bring it, you must eat. You need such people in your life. Don't allow anybody to be praising you. You are the best person. Oh, you are good. Some people, you look good. It's good. Praise people. But have some friends that they will say, Minister Miles, this your clothes is nice, but it's like the hand is too long. Tell the tailor. It's not long. I'm just saying it. Tell the tailor to amend this a little better next time. But somebody will say, you look good. Clean man. Well done. Barrister of the law. He will praise you, sing you, dance you. No, but you need some people to tell you the truth. Pastor Tokwe, I made a big error. I didn't appreciate Pastor Tokwe. I know he's watching us. I want to appreciate Pastor Tokwe for this great privilege. The senior pastor of the baptizing church. Don't worry, somewhere to re-energize and to kickstart so that we can all run through the year together. Thank God for his life. He is not around today, but very, very soon he will be with us. I brought greetings from him. He loves every one of you, and we always desire in this place to see the best of everyone. And that is why we are what? TBC SZ. Can I be of you this morning and just give God praise? Say, God, we thank you. Thank you for the message of today. Thank you for your word. Because I'm ready to start. In fact, I have started. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father, I give you praise. Blessed is he that comes in the name of our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a bright new day, in which the name of the Lord, help me, is glorified. I see the breaking of a bright new day.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been tremendously blessed. You can worship with us at the Baptizing Church, Excel Center, Abuja, plot 989, Olusegun Obasanjo Way, opposite Advanced Link Filling Station, Central Business District, Abuja, Nigeria, or call 090-8006-6773. You can send an email to info@tbcabuja.org. We meet every Sunday at 9 a.m. and on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TBC Abuja, on Facebook at The Baptizing Church, TBC. God bless you as you come.